in the lunchtime edition. Alarm among church leaders, academics, and members of the public as Barbados records 17 murders for the year so far. Calls increasing for drastic action to be taken. Meantime, the latest shooting victim now listed in stable condition in hospital, as a neighbor in Grisettes recalls hearing a barrage of gunfire during the gun attack. A 15-year-old murder accused makes a court appearance via Zoom for a gun killing, and Hamas rejects an Israeli ceasefire disarmament proposal. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. As you heard, alarm among church leaders, academics, and the public as Barbados records 17 murders for the year so far, and the calls are indeed increasing for drastic action to be taken. There has been a series of shootings over the last few days, including a fatal gun attack at 4:20 p.m. yesterday at the Ivy St. Michael, while shortly afterwards, a man was shot multiple times at Parkinson Road, Grisettes, St. Michael. The victim, who was on admission to hospital, said to be in critical condition, is now listed as stable. A resident of Parkinson Road tells Starcom Network News he heard a barrage of gunfire. He spoke highly of the victim, who he described as having made a considerable contribution to his community.
I was here yesterday, and the kind of gunshots I hear is only God's mercy that that young man living. Huh? I mean, these are not packs now. Huh? These high powerful guns that are on the streets. That fella is a fella that involved in community in terms of building up young people. He has a karate group teaching the youngsters and try to guide them in a positive way. My son came up under him. It's hurtful because I know the guy. Very nice, very respectable. I would say he's a role model in this area. Consistent helping the young people in this area and the surrounding areas.
A resident of Parkinson Road, Grisette, St. Michael. Meantime, a 15-year-old who's been charged for one of those gun killings, the alleged murder of Kadeem Scanterbury, has made a historic appearance via Zoom today. He's also facing additional charges, including the use of an illegal firearm and endangering lives. Starcom Network's Barry Wilkinson reports.
Due to security reasons, it was the first time juvenile court has been conducted virtually, as the minor was in a room at the Government Industrial Schools on a live link before Magistrate Graveney Bannister at the No. 2 District A Magistrate's Court. The minor is accused of murdering the 24-year-old Scantleberry on February 27th, who was shot at Jackman Road, Wavell Avenue, Blackrock, St. Michael. The teen is also charged with using a firearm without a license on the same day and unlawfully and recklessly using the firearm, which placed four other individuals in danger. The minor, represented by defense attorney Ainsley Granger, was remanded to the GIS until a fixed date in August. The minor's mother was also on the link with attorney Granger, and just before the link ended, she shouted, "Son, I love you," to which he replied, "Mommy, I love you too." Barry Wilkinson, Starcom Network News.
This is The Latest. University of the West Indies professor Duane Devenish, a behavioral specialist who has done extensive research on community trends, says the current trend in gun crime is worrying. He notes that many of the offenders are very young men.
We are on a very worrisome trajectory when it comes to gun-related offenses and homicides in this country. I mean, right now, the most immediate intervention is underground police surveillance and cracking down, especially across certain community spaces in which we're seeing several of these violent crimes occurring. We're seeing very young offenders who are under the age of 20 committing a number of these offenses. And it's suggesting that we're really reaping the consequences of a significant breakdown in our communities.
He sees a need for a strong police response to the gun criminals and a crackdown on the flow of guns into the country.
It's also a consequence of this poorly surveilled problem of trafficking of illicit firearms. And of course, these firearms get into the hands of very reckless and volatile young men. The police services, they would need to have a much more aggressive approach to the cracking down on these violent offenders and the trafficking of these illicit firearms. I think that's most important.
Professor Dwayne Devenish, senior pastor at Restoration Ministries, Reverend David Durant, considers gun crime to be at crisis proportions in Barbados, and he believes it requires a strong response, including harsher penalties.
We've got to definitely do some things, make some changes in our laws in order to confront this thing in a more serious way. And let the guys know, you know, the moment anyone is found with a firearm, you don't even have to use it. You just got to be on your person. To me, that person should be jailed for no less than 15 years. And then those who use firearms and kill someone, right, they should be given a life sentence. We don't have the death penalty. Well, be given a life sentence, and it has to be stipulated that parole will not be possible until 40 years has passed.
Senior pastor of Restoration Ministries, Reverend David Durant. Senior pastor of Mount Zion's Missions Barbados, Reverend Lucy Laird, believes Barbados is descending into decadence and drastic action is required.
I believe that people have got to stop talking and act. The young men on the block, we have to try an alternative to the block. We've got to do something. We cannot continue down this road. The church can do so much, but then the church may not have the finances and the resources that are necessary to be able to help to rebuild the country and to stop the decadence and the decay and mayhem and killing and destroying themselves and the blood. I hate to see the pictures of the young men with the blood shed in the streets. We've had enough, and whatever is needed to be done, we've got to do something.
Senior pastor of Mount Zion's Missions Barbados, Reverend Lucy Laird, the police just sent in an update on the shooting incident yesterday. The statement says police at the Black Rock station are investigating a shooting which occurred about 6:29 p.m. on Monday at Searsland Grisettes. The victim was standing outside of his residence with another man when two masked men with hoodies approached them and started shooting. The victim ran in the direction of Grisette's main road where he fell down. He then realized that he had injuries to the left side of his chest and the area of his right thigh and calf. He was transported to hospital in a private motor car and is in critical but stable condition. Investigations, they say, are continuing. And overseas, Hamas said to have rejected an Israeli proposal for a six-week ceasefire in Gaza, which called for the armed group to give up its weapons. A senior Palestinian official familiar with the talk said the plan gave no commitment to end the war or for Israeli troops to pull out key Hamas demands in exchange for releasing half of the living hostages, which it holds. It comes as Israel continues its military offensive in Gaza. Our top stories. Alarm among church leaders, academics, and the public as Barbados records 17 murders for the year so far. Calls increasing for drastic action to be taken. Meantime, the latest shooting victim, now listed in stable condition in hospital, as a neighbor in Grisettes recalls hearing a barrage of gunfire during that gun attack. A 15-year-old murder accused makes a court appearance via Zoom for a gun killing. And Hamas rejects an Israeli ceasefire disarmament proposal. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at StarcomNetworkNews on Instagram and Facebook now.